All I had to do was pick up the phone and make the call. Weak, blue sunlight slanted through the foyer's stained glass window and knifed across the reception desk. It pointed accusingly at the old-fashioned desk phone, its rotary dial stretching in a rictus grin. Outside, late afternoon thunder rumbled, echoing off the mountains and rattling the Victorian B&B. My finger hesitated over the dial, my shoulders tightening. The dry thunder had been near constant for the last hour. The slowly rotating ceiling fan made no difference in the oppressive heat. I just wished it would rain, that something would break loose. Wisps of my blonde hair stuck to my neck, and I plucked at the collar of my neat white blouse. Was it any surprise I was flustered, aggravated, and perturbed? Flustered because my cousin Dixie had failed to show up for work, again. Aggravated I could never fire her because, family. Perturbed by the man upstairs in room 7. But maybe room 7 was a misunderstanding. Maybe I hadn't been clear enough that the room bill was due yesterday, or the day before, or the day before that. Bailey, my grandmother's beagle, woofed from his dog bed. His tail whipped back and forth, tickling my ankle. I know, I muttered, and bent to scratch his head. Bailey's tongue lolled, his eyes closing, and in spite of myself, I smiled. Okay. I'd just call the room and tell Tanner McCourt he needed to pay today or vacate the premises. But I didn't. Instead, I studied my day planner and the command I'd circled in green highlighter. Get payment. If it was in my planner, I had to do it, even if I didn't want to. I blew out a slow breath. And I'd thought the week had started out so well. The mantra at the top of this week's page was, I am in control. It also happens to be my personal mantra, second only to, never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. I added an extra exclamation point to my note and sighed. Tanner McCourt had checked into my grandmother's, now my, UFO-themed B&B 2 weeks ago for a one-week stay. He hadn't paid up front because I never ask anyone to. And he hadn't paid when his week was up, asking to stay a few more days to clear up some business. If this was one of those fancy hotels, I might be able to change the keycard when he left his room upstairs. But he never left the room, not even to eat. He ordered takeout, the delivery boy somehow knowing to slink up the back stairs so I'd be less inclined to notice. My hand hovered over the phone. The ceiling fan hummed overhead. A trickle of sweat dripped down my spine. This was the limit. If Tanner didn't march downstairs with cash, check, or credit card in hand, I'd call the police. I'd really do it this time.